Hey there, awesome listeners. Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood procrastination busting guide to getting things done. And today, we're diving into something super important, something that often gets pushed aside in our hustle culture. Sleep. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like you could use just a little extra energy and focus? You know that feeling when your brain feels foggy, and even the simplest tasks seem monumental? Well, chances are, sleep, or lack thereof, is playing a major role. We live in a world where hustle is celebrated and burning the midnight oil is often seen as a badge of honor. But let's be real, folks, prioritizing sleep isn't about being lazy. It's about being strategic. It's like the foundation of your entire day. Just like you wouldn't build a house on shaky ground, you can't expect to perform at your best if you're running on empty batteries. So, how do we make sleep a priority? How do we break free from that endless cycle of late nights and groggy mornings? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you nail down those ZZZs. 1. Consistency is king. Think about your body like a well-oiled machine. It thrives on routine. Going to bed and waking up around the same time every day, even on weekends, helps regulate your natural sleep-wake cycle, aka your circadian rhythm. It's like setting your internal clock to sleep mode and awake mode, making it easier to drift off and wake up feeling refreshed. 2. Wind down ritual. We've all been there, scrolling through social media right before bed, watching a late night thriller, or working on that looming deadline. These activities can actually keep your brain buzzing, making it harder to relax. Instead, try incorporating a relaxing wind down routine about an hour before bedtime. Think warm baths, reading a good book, not on a screen, listening to calming music, or gentle stretching. It signals to your body that it's time to chill out. 3. Sleep sanctuary. Your bedroom should be a haven of peace and tranquility, not a place for work or entertainment. Invest in blackout curtains to block out those pesky streetlights, keep the temperature cool, around 65 degrees Fahrenheit is ideal, and make sure your bed is comfy as can be. Think fluffy pillows, cozy blankets, you deserve it. 4. Limit caffeine and alcohol. We all love a good cup of coffee or an evening glass of wine, but they can wreak havoc on your sleep cycle. Try to avoid caffeine in the afternoon and evening, and limit alcohol consumption close to bedtime. Remember, those late-night cocktails might make you feel relaxed initially, but they can disrupt your sleep later on. 5. Get moving. Regular exercise is fantastic for your overall health, including your sleep. But try to finish your workouts at least a few hours before bedtime. That way, your body has time to cool down and prepare for rest. Okay, picture this. You're working late on a project, deadlines are looming, and you just can't seem to focus. Your brain feels fried, your eyelids are drooping, and every thought feels like it's swimming through molasses. You decide to push through the night, telling yourself, just one more hour. I can handle it. Sound familiar? Well, here's the thing. That decision often leads to a vicious cycle. You might get some work done, but chances are, you'll end up feeling even more drained and unproductive the next day. You'll struggle to focus, make decisions, and remember things. And before you know it, you're back in that same late-night grind, repeating the cycle all over again. Instead of sacrificing sleep, what if you prioritized a consistent bedtime routine? Imagine winding down with a relaxing bath, reading a good book, and listening to calming music. You head to bed feeling relaxed and content, knowing you'll wake up refreshed and ready to tackle your day. So, what's the takeaway here? Sleep isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Prioritizing sleep is investing in your well-being, your productivity, and your overall happiness. Remember, folks, consistency, a relaxing bedtime routine, a comfortable sleep environment, and limiting those late-night stimulants are your secret weapons to unlocking the power of a good night's rest. Ready to take charge of your sleep? I challenge you to implement one of these tips today. Share your experience with me on social media. Remember, we're in this together. See you tomorrow for another episode of Procrastination Killer, where we turn those, I'll do it later, moments into, yes, I can. Achievements. Keep crushing it, awesome listeners.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.